League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
To go,
and now can they win it? Trout to the end zone, touchdown, take down CJ Stroud
from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance.
CJ Stroud. So
greatest performance by a rookie, broke the all-time rookie passing yardage record, 470. The only rookie ever to have 470 passing yards or was it 400 passing yards and four touchdowns. He just set a number of records. Everything he did yesterday was gold. He only has one interception this year. It's the lowest rookie interception rate in the history of the game. Up to this point, Dak Prescott was 0.9%. C.J. Stroud is 0.4% of his pass attempts. Getting Tank Dell back was
huge.
So big.
And just getting that win with 46 seconds left, he drove him down the field. Two timeouts that they used right away on the first two plays, and yet he was still able to throw one to Noah. After the first two to Schultz, threw one to Noah, spiked the ball, hit Tank on a beautiful corner route on the sideline, tiptoed out of bounds, couldn't have been a more perfect pass. And then the touchdown, which Bobby Slowick said brought out of from training camp, brought that out. And just so good. I was okay with. After Tampa scored, it was like, okay, well, they lost the game. But you know what? There's positives. They look good. Again, they gave up at the end with the defense. They got to get that fixed. And just resigned to the fact that they were going to lose that football game. And man, oh, man, CJ said, oh, no. No, we ain't. Oh, no, we're not. Not today. Not on my watch.
Let's hear from CJ Stroud, because CJ basically after the game made that very common.
Yeah, which one do you want to...
Anyone that fits that narrative.
Anyone that fits the CJ...
What, Dell? You have to shoot that finger at me?
Is it number one? Okay.
Well, we had it earlier.
Cool. Okay.
Where he looked his players in the face and said, I won't let you down, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay? Because CJ Stroud knew he was that guy.
The one where... Listen, they practice two-minute drills. Practicing two-minute drills is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it in a game against Tampa Bay is another. Here's CJ talking about the two-minute drill work.
2 minutes is big in this league, man. Like, a lot of games come out from one scores. And this week we had a meeting, and Jimmy Ward made a good point of, like, hey, let's do more two-minute walkthroughs. So we did an extra two-minute walkthrough after, I think, on Thursday. We usually do it Wednesday. We did it Thursday, too. And that right there was the game. So, like, shout-out to Jimmy, man, for being a vet, being really smart. And that just shows you, man, like, how many people they put not only around myself, around this team, to be smart, be vets, and to throw things out to the coaches and see if that works for us, and it works. So you got to be able to win in 2 minutes in tight games and things like that. So we put a lot of work to it, all the way going back to OTAs, ozone layer, things like that, like not being able to complete the ball before the end zone, outside the end zone, or dead in the ball. Like, that was that last play, but luckily we scored. So Bobby did a great job telling me the situation we were in. So there's a lot of work put it in to make those plays.
And look at the difference. I mean, it looks so good. It is a two-minute league. You have got to be able to score in the final minute of a game, because there are so many one score. He's absolutely right. In the NFL, the difference is, you know, being able to close or not finish and not finish.
We watched it early on in Germany.
Yep.
Dolphins fought back, had a chance, could not finish the drive.
Cowboys couldn't finish late.
Yeah.
Cowboys couldn't finish at the end.
Difference between the Dolphins potentially going to overtime and not having to listen to Lance throw barbs at me during the break. or the Dolphins themselves having to deal with the narrative of you can't beat winning teams because you didn't do it. You had your shot. The Cowboys being the Cowboys again.
I mean, being able to finish inside the red zone is so much harder than people think. And you saw the Cowboys got down there at the 10-yard line, and before you knew it, they were trying to throw a 30-yard pass for a touchdown to win the game. The Dolphins looked like they were in great shape to score as well and win that game. And, I mean, they just dialed up. It was just a horrific set of circumstances where I thought that – I just frankly thought Tua panicked, honestly. I thought some of the throws he had man coverage. He threw one that wasn't even close to being able to make a play.
Well, they at least after the game, they talked about it. It was blamed on – they thought – well, at least apparently they thought Cedric Wilson, the guy who was open deep, was supposed to turn that into a back shoulder. Mm-hmm. Mike McDaniel said, I didn't put them in a position during the week to be ready for that. They both got the signals wrong. So that's what they're putting that on.
And so then, he was making a back shoulder throw.
Yeah, and instead
because he had him beat. Like, that would have been probably
the quarterback saw one thing, the receiver saw the other, and that's an offense built on anticipation and timing, and that screwed it up, and obviously the snap.
Well, you know, the game was won yesterday. You can't say one thing won it or not, but if I had to point to one thing, it's Tank Dell's ability to get both feet in bounds on the deep sideline throw. That, first of all, it was a great throw made with very good timing. There was a couple throws that CJ had yesterday that were not very well timed, just some small timing stuff. That one was really well timed. He threw it, and Tank was able to gather, drop his feet inbounds, drag the second foot, which he is. He's an elite footwork guy near the boundary. He was in college. He still is today. Just unbelievable. But you look back at, man, you look back at what he's been able, what Tank Dell was able to do with getting that, getting those feet in so that you could have another shot at the end zone. And then Tank, of course, makes the catch there. It's a great throw. Elevated the throw just enough for Tank. It just gave him a little better opportunity not to get batted down. Just great accuracy by C.J. Stroud. But also, man, little things like footwork. You see the Dallas Cowboys, one of the reasons they lose is because Dak Prescott doesn't get his feet, doesn't pay attention to his footwork. Tank Dell dropping the feet inbounds, brilliant.
Yeah.
Big game for Tank, too. C.J. Stroud, 475.
Who was it? Pickens this week. Pickens missed it in the end zone. They win that. Well, they won anyway, right? Yeah, they won anyway at the end. But Pickens didn't get both feet in.
And he's a guy known for great catches, but he had all the space in the world, and I guess he thought he had more and didn't get the second foot down.
So I got this text from a buddy who is in the know on this, very close to Tyron Carrier. He told Tank the NFL would be easier for him because DBs can't touch him nearly as much as the grabbing in college.
True.
You watch all that film. It's amazing what they get away
with. I just texted Dana and said, and this is in college, where you're allowed beyond 5 yards. Like, it's almost criminal. Guys grab so much. And they don't call it.
Yeah.
The refs just don't call it in college football. And people couldn't guard Tank. Like, they couldn't even grab him and hold him at the top of his route because he would break his route off before you could get your hands on him at the top of the route. And he was unguardable. And
Tank called Tyron and said, yep, you were right. It's easier in the NFL.
It is. It is because they don't give you the leeway.
College football. They don't call it.
He's a talented ball tracker. And then I'm looking at – I put very nice with his feet near the sideline. That's who he is. Tank has rare ability with his feet near the sideline. But C.J. Stroud is obviously the headliner. And he's doing things that only Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady have done in the past. Some of the stats that he's putting out there, just keep things going at a steady pace, and he's going to just absolutely cruise into Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Let's get.
I'm interested to see if he gets off. If it's going to be hard, but any Offensive Player of the Year votes, just votes, not MVP, obviously, but. No, for CJ.
Oh, offensive player. Oh, I got you.
Offensive player of the year.
As opposed
votes.
To just rookie of the year.
Yeah. See if he gets any votes in that category, because usually it goes to running backs and wide receivers. But I still think there's a chance that a wide receiver like Tyreek Hill, or it would have helped if Tyreek won yesterday.
A.J. Brown.
Or A.J. Brown, yeah. Or A.J. Brown maybe, because it's not as good a year for Jalen, but A.J. keeps cruising. What if A.J. Brown gets MVP? Then we could see a quarterback get offensive player of the year.
Well, who's right now the best? Who's going to get the most votes for whatever?
Tua was the front runner for MVP.
Is he anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, who else?
Like I said, people will say Lamar Jackson, but they haven't really But they haven't really looked at his numbers.
No, but
yeah. Joe Burrow is,
regardless
by the way,
of the numbers.
Hold on, Joe Burrow's starting to make a little run.
Yes, he is.
I mean, we're 9 games in for some teams, 8 for others. I mean, we've got half the year to go, but Lamar, his team, has beaten up on 2 NFC contenders at home. We'll see what they do if they start to play some.
But a quarterback isn't a default MVP just because your team wins.
Well, it has. Well, you have to put up numbers, certainly, but I think it's wide open.
I do, too. That's why I think wide receiver, if you want value, go play a wide receiver like A.J. Brown. He's like plus 1,200 or 2,100.
All right, let's break it. And when we come back, Robert, we get you in on the other side right away, I promise. You'll be first up when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about how you can bet on this stuff. Oh, if you bet the Texans minus 2.5, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel bad for you. But here's the deal is, you know what? Stuff happens. My bookie is the place that now, if you bet Tampa or if you bet Texans money line, you're loving life right now. Here's the deal. I don't care what you bet. It was a big weekend for the players. I mean, there were a lot of wins for the players this week. So this was a great week to be on with my bookie. You got a cash withdrawal. Your initial deposit, whatever it is, it's got to be at least $50. You can receive up to $200 in cash instantly in your MyBookie account, and you can play it and get paid, take it out right away. That's different than any other of the cash bonuses that you get. Daily odd boosts, same game parlays, super contests, all the prop bets you could possibly want. First two legs of a parlay hit, you can get out early. It's just fantastic. Everything about it, a cash out system that is second to none. MyBookie is the place to go win and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Robert's been waiting a while. Let's get him in here right away. He wants to talk about his Texans. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. I want to touch on something that Lance was saying, what he thought his play of the game was. I think my decision of the game was when the Bucs got down to the 29-yard line, D'Amico called a timeout with 53 seconds left. If he doesn't do that, I mean, how much time do we have left on the clock? It's clearly a decision I don't think any of the previous three coaches would have made to save that time. So I think that's probably might be the biggest decision of the game. And Bill, if you keep me on hold so I can hear y'all's answer, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
It was excellent. Yeah, D'Amico called Schultz. First two catches were Schultz, and he called timeouts on both of them.
Big mistake.
If he doesn't call those timeouts, they don't win the game.
Big mistake people make is trying to save their timeout the timeout's irrelevant. That was such a relevant time to call timeouts. It's like, hey, we gotta keep the clock as long as we can.
Well, they were forced to spike it after Noah Brown's. But when you have that, when everybody's running down the field and guys were running down the field, and Schultz catches that ball, picks up, I don't know, 11, whatever he picked up, 12 yards. Guys have got to run all the way back to get set up. The defense is going to, the lollygag is going to take its time. So you got to call that timeout. Now, one of those plays, you know, obviously they had enough time because Noah Brown's, they did have to spike it and they had to get everybody back set up and everything else. But it was a, it use the timeouts. And he did it perfectly. How many times have we seen coaches just screw that up?
Oh.
Time and again.
A ton. It was weird to see good
clock management.
Yeah,
it absolutely was. Absolutely. 713-780-3776. Yeah. So D'Amico deserves a game ball as well because clock management has been an issue here forever.
Frank Ross,
Bill O'Brien,
the special
was
teams.
Terrible.
Oh, he was awful.
Gary Kubiak was
bad.
Bad. It was bad.
And how about special teams coach Frank Ross? Having his guys ready to play.
Not giving him too much credit. He can't get his punter ready to kick extra field goals and kickoffs?
Because that guy doesn't have that in him.
What?
He's got a guy.
What's the punter
he's
doing?
He's got a guy.
What's he
doing? I'm sorry, your fourth-string running back is most, 1-for-1 in field goal attempts.
For most of practice.
What's the punter doing? And actually kicked one out of the end zone.
What's the punter doing for most of practice? He can't practice kicking?
Holding. He's also
not
practicing
everybody
holding.
Is a Jack Fox, okay? Rice graduate.
Jack Fox.
Lion great, Jack Fox.
Wasn't expecting to hear not everyone is a Jack Fox.
Everybody, you know what? Not everybody can do both, though.
If your fourth string special teamer running back can figure it out, the punter can figure it out. The punter can figure it out.
Next man up.
Fake Bill Burr can figure it out.
Next man up.
He should be able to figure it out. He kicks
all
day. Come on.
Just kick.
That's all he does.
Like, yeah, but that's a different swing. That's a different swing plane.
And you know what's different?
He's a kicker.
You know what's a different swing plane? Taking a snap and a handoff like a running back. And you know what the running back figured out how
I'm
to do?
I'm sorry. Y'all act like that Dare didn't do his job. Man, what's with this
it's not a
Nigerian
question of
on Nigerian hate?
Well, I'm not hating on Dare. Mm-hmm. I'm hating
it
on
seems like
Frank Ross.
I'm hating on the punter.
Why are you hating on Bill Burr?
Because he should
if
learn.
If y'all haven't seen him, he is such a Bill Burr clown.
I thought the same thing.
It's
he
unbelievable.
Came up there and he was laughing. I was like,
what are they out there? Think that I'm not gonna try to recover the football when the ball was on the ground.
Yeah.
He's a former.
Oh, he loves to he loves to be in the middle of it. He likes to mix it up. Yeah.
Who's the tougher runner? Our kicker, Dare Agabunle. I can't remember. Or
disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Yeah,
it is. It is disrespectful.
Agabunle. Or,
that's
or
not my name.
Our punter, my name. Who also looks like a tough guy. He played Australian rules football.
Yeah. No.
By the way, you know how they kick sideways? They don't kick. Well, they do. They don't kick off, put it on a tee and kick off. It's hard to learn to do that. I got a better one. So listen to this. This is actually very interesting. A big part of C.J. Stroud from a dietary standpoint. So Jalen Petrie is talking about this is a really, really good player. But some of it is the Texans actually found something in his diet that I think is, I don't think it's a concern, but Jalen Petrie brought up some pretty interesting information after the game.
And it's just like, it's in him. Like, it ain't like, it's hard to, you know, put that into words. Like that's not even coachable. Like, that's just like, they had said something about he did like a veggie meter, like where they check how much veggies is in your bloodstream, and they found all ice. Like he really liked that. Like for real, he really liked that. No vegetables, straight cold. Like he cold blooded, ready for the moment, bro. He tough though.
So when
there it is, straight ice.
So he's a reptile too.
Yep, straight ice, no vegetables.
No vegetables.
You can have some vegetables to make it in the league.
No, he's got straight ice.
He's not all dog. He's just straight ice. Ice in his veins.
He's an ice dog. Siberian.
Oh,
husky.
You're saying he's trying to cuddle with Caleb Williams?
He doesn't cuddle puppies.
If you don't know the reference, Caleb Williams, after you know he puts up 42 points and still loses by two scores because his defense can't stop anyone. He was asked after the game what he's going to do. He said he's just going to go cuddle with his dogs and watch his shows. Now, John is asking the question, did he mean D-A-W-G or D-O-G? I think he meant D-O-G.
I hope so.
Why? What does it matter?
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
What did you think he should cuddle with?
I said a thotty. I believe that people would feel better about it if he said that. I got a thotty at home. Me and her are going to watch some shows. for whatever reason, people heard him talking about dogs and shows.
Can't he just say he got a girl, not a body?
I think it's funnier. I'm trying to be funny. Like, girl is fine. But if you say thotty, it's funny. But people took issue because I guess it made him sound soft because he was going to decompress by watching TV. That's what we all do when bad things happen to us. We use TV as comfort. Let that man watch some Wednesday or Bridgerton or whatever he likes to watch.
Bridgerton?
I don't know what he likes to watch.
Why are you putting Bridgerton on?
By the way, he said
him.
Robert
just
said
Netflix stuff.
Robert said he thinks you got confused about the timeout he was talking about. He said I was talking about the one D'Amico called when the Bucks were driving, saved us 10 seconds when we got the ball back. Yeah. No, but I mean, you take your chance cuz you know that you start your timeout. Yeah, you start your timeouts there and one first down the game's over, but you got to you want a chance to win, you have to call that timeout.
Yeah, and some coaches, for whatever reason, will sit
on the timeout.
Hey, I know you're up by points, and they have the ball. Just let the clock run out.
You must.
They always do that.
Maintain the length of the clock by any means necessary, because you can get out of bounds and the ball will stop. And too many coaches think they're going to hang on to their timeouts, and that's going to do it. And you're right. Before you know it, they just run out of time.
But even on defense, coaches, like a team is driving the field, you have the lead, and coach is like, well, let's let the clock run out. Maybe they'll get nervous and let all the time run out, as opposed to calling timeouts themselves, the same for the other side.
Can we acknowledge Bobby Slowick's play design? First of all, Slowick had a great game throwing. Did you notice how often against that zone they were throwing into voided spaces where C.J. Stroud was just having to throw accurately to Tank Dell, who was there, to Nico Collins, like to Noah Brown, who did a great job. A really great job by Noah Brown. He was able to throw into voided areas. So the play design and the wide receiver, you know, the play design and the route design was really terrific. But how about the play that he called? I assume this is a play. My wife and I were talking about whether it was scripted or not, or whether it was a creative play or not, where he hands off on the inside handoff, but then runs wide. Do you think that was an option? It was called. It was a design play.
Yes, it was a design play. Absolutely.
Did they talk about that in the play? I don't think.
I don't think they did. But it was too well done.
Yeah, because why would the quarterback, unless the quarterback's exiting to try to just pull a tackler away?
And why is the running back looking back to pitch to him?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, either that or that was one of the most heads up plays I've ever seen.
No, it was. That's a design.
It had to be a design play.
And how about that? That's cool. That's a cool
design.
That
design play is great. How about, here's another one. So C.J. Stroud, and this is on everything. You can ask any Ohio State fan, and they'll tell you this. The thing that used to drive people crazy about C.J. is there were certain things he had in his toolbox that he just didn't use. Well, one of them was that he refused to pull the ball in zone read and take off running when it was wide open. He wouldn't do it. And I think some of that was a little bit of it was immaturity of just, you know, he needed to develop to say, hey, this is what's best for my team or whatever. Because he made a comment about, what did he say, Dell? Like, I don't get paid to, or no, he made a comment about being, he's supposed to win from the pocket. But that's part of that play is it's an option.
I get
option.
Paid to throw.
Yeah, it's an option. It's an option either. And if they don't, respect your run, you pull it and you run for yards. We saw like Matt Schaub did that one time, or somebody who had no wheels at all has done that. So anyway, a 2-point conversion that they needed, and C.J. Stroud. Now, I don't know if that was an option or a play call, but I think it was. I think it was an option. I think he had a chance to hand or take it. C.J. Stroud pulls it and runs for two into traffic. He never did that in college. Never was he looking to take on head-on collision. And he was that guy yesterday. He pulled it and went in head first and got the big 2-point conversion for him. Just everything you could ask for, all the growth that you could imagine, has been what we've seen from C.J. Stroud. I think, a couple areas of concern. Linebacker coverage, stinky. But worse than that, I thought that the Texans, shout out to Tampa Bay's offensive line for keeping Baker relatively clean. Like, Baker did a good job of climbing around in the pocket. The Texans could not get to Baker Mayfield. Even when they got close, he would weasel his way out of there, but they just couldn't finish with sacks. They were just having a hard time finishing him in the pocket and getting the sacks. So that's something that they still have to get figured out. They gotta start finishing some of these pressures.
713-780-3776, the number. to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. We got one more segment, and then we got News of the Weird.
Can I ask Lance something? Because he still hasn't. Now people are tweeting me or about, like, I started calling C.J. Stroud the brat. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Will you honor C.J.? Maybe you don't apologize directly. Will you honor him by doing your hair like he does? Because you know what Viking fans are doing to honor Josh Dobbs? They're shaving off their eyebrows.
No, they're not.
I'm watching it right now.
No, they're
not. No, they're not. Over one game?
This Viking fan in a Justin Jefferson jersey is shaving off his eyebrows.
He has alopecia.
Yeah.
Alopecia.
C.J. Stroud doesn't do that because he thinks it's a great look. He has alopecia. But
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, sorry, Josh Dobbs. Stroud, yeah. Josh, C.J. Stroud needs you to do the brat, the brat hair.
If
your
I
hair.
Could, I would. I would, and I would get in trouble
for appropriating. To honor him.
What about doing the tank hairdo?
What if I wore a wig?
Or learn the squabble, the dance he does. Maybe you learn that instead of the dab.
I could. Oh,
John's doing a little bit right there.
I like it.
But yes,
I like it.
This Viking fan shaving his eyebrows.
I need you to get a wig, a CJ wig, and so you can apologize to him.
CJ Stroud wig and do the squabble.
Look, what Dell said, and I want to make this clear, is when he called him DeBrat.
I didn't call him that. You did. I didn't call him
that. I'm reading what King Creole's saying right here.
And I corrected him.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so what I said was I wasn't sure I could trust quarterbacks with hair like DeBrat. And I liked DeBrat fine when she was, 80s, 90s, and that's fine. And she's kept it together really well. I wasn't sure on C.J. Stroud if my quarterback with DeBrat hair was going to get there.
Well, you said other things.
I now realize.
You called him untrustworthy because of that hair.
I didn't know if I could trust a quarterback with DeBrat hair.
Wow.
I didn't know if I could.
Untrustworthy.
I didn't know if I could trust DeBrat hair.
Man, you need to get a wig and say you're sorry. Put it on video and say you're sorry.
You know what else I'd never trust? Like, remember when Daryl Bevel had a buzz cut? If you show me one of those Marine Army cuts.
Did you trust Quinn Ewers last year?
No, I don't trust mullets.
You don't trust a mullet?
No, I don't trust. Name a good mullet quarterback. They're all too crazy. You can't trust mullet quarterbacks.
Can't
name one.
Any more. Is there any other?
No, there's none.
Oh. Did McMahon have a mullet?
No.
No.
He had a mohawk.
He had a mohawk.
Oh, he did go.
You can't trust a mohawk quarterback.
You can't trust mohawk quarterback.
No. He's gonna go all out. He will dive head first.
You just can't
mohawk
trust
quarterback.
Well, he didn't make enough
mohawk
plays, but yeah.
9:31,
we
gotta break.
You cannot trust mullet. But I guess, you know what?
Thanks, Adele. We're late for a break.
Can you just
here.
Come back with some DeBrat music? That'll be my offering.
No, that's not good enough. No.
I just said
enough.
I apologize.
No.
I was wrong. I trust him now.
You know who I
trust? I don't trust mullet. I don't trust mullet, guys.
No.
But I trust
him a little bit. You got a little out of
come back with some DeBrat, and that is my
You know
piece
who
offering.
I trust? Houston Powder Coaters. That's who I trust. Listen, if you're looking for a great way to save patio furniture, if you're looking for a great way to save your car parts, your wheels, your lift kits, if your boat parts are rusted out, you want to. Now, they'll tell you, Robin has said in the commercial, she says, listen, call us or send us pictures, and we'll tell you whether or not we can save it or you need to buy new stuff because we're not going to waste your time. But they will pick it up, and they will deliver it absolutely free no matter where you are, Galveston, Huntsville, Fulshear, Baytown, Crosby, Mount Bellevue. They will come pick it up. And deliver it absolutely free. They do so much for this thing. The primping and prepping and everything else. They'll do special orders for you. It just doesn't matter. They're big. They're huge. They're one of the best. They're one of the biggest and one of the best. And there's a reason for that is because they're so good at what they do. You want to save that patio furniture or whatever it is that you need powder coated, that fence, anything. Anything that is that you need powder coated. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. 281-676-3888. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Beastie Boys, this isn't the brat.
You thought I was going to play that, so you could. That was going to be your apology? Yes. No. RJ, you have to do it. A song ain't
Twitch
enough.
That's why Twitch hates you, because you don't play music we want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Play whatever you want.
Have you noticed how much I don't care about what Twitch thinks?
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
That's why they're not. You're not a man of the
not man of
streamers.
The Twitch. Yeah, the dregs of the listeners? Sure, whatever.
Dregs of the
listeners. All right. So who's the best team in the NFC?
Ooh, got to be the Eagles, right?
It's got to be the Eagles, right?
Yeah. 8-1?
Yeah. 8-1.
I think it's the Cowboys. No, I know they got beat, but I think if you ask me, I thought they were
better in Philadelphia yeah.
yesterday. I know the record doesn't say that. I think the Cowboys are better than the Eagles. Now, they didn't finish the game, obviously. They lost, but I thought they outplayed them.
I did too. I do too, but the Eagles have taken on all challengers. Now, those games were at home. They got the Dolphins on Sunday night. They got the Cowboys, so we're talking about...
There's something missing with the Eagles this year. I don't know what it is.
I kind of agree, but they win.
Well, yeah, they ain't as good as last year. What's missing is Shane Steichen. That's what's
missing.
Yeah,
you're right. And Miles Sanders.
Yeah. And Jonathan Gannon.
Although Miles Sanders, yeah. Yeah, probably, I mean, he lost both coordinators.
Oh, man, Swift has been good, though.
Yeah, no, you're right. They haven't really missed.
Yeah.
Swift is finally being used.
What's missing
the way
with the Buffalo
be.
Bills?
Run game. You don't have.
How did they not pick up Derrick Henry?
I don't know if he was available.
It goes against what they want to do. We talked about it last week. Are they going to get under center and run power football because they love being in the spread? Derrick Henry's not a spread running back,
yeah.
So they'd have to change. And I'm not sure they want to do that.
No, you're right.
Well, there must have been somebody else though out there that they could have.
Well, James Cook is not. See, James's Cook is a complimentary back who can do like Jahmyr Gibbs. He can do a lot of great things for you, but they really miss like almost a Zach Moss. They don't run block great, but the running game. What they're missing is they do not have a running game. And the more you put on Josh Allen, Josh is a great quarterback who can make great plays, but you saw 90 turnovers since 2018, the most in the NFL. The more you ask him to do, the greater the chances are that you're going to run into a turnover.
And they're lacking bodies on defense. Matt Milano's out. Tre'Davious White is out. Von Miller's a shell. They lost another linebacker yesterday to a concussion. Hopefully that's not a long-term thing. They don't have the bodies. Micah Hyde was in and out of the game with injuries.
Yeah.
They're older. They don't have the bodies anymore, and they lost their star linebacker. So they're in trouble, 5-4. And we know the playoffs don't start today, but if they did, they wouldn't be in the playoffs right now.
Best five-win team right now. The Bills, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Cowboys, Vikings, Saints, 49ers, Seahawks.
The Bengals. They have the pedigree of doing this the last couple of years.
Yep.
Starting slow, finding their way.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing better
it's
football.
It's exactly
they're
as
just playing better.
It's the same as last year.
The same thing.
The exact same as last year. Although, are we just riding? I know that it's a little bumpy patch, but I would not write San Francisco off, obviously. Great defense, a lot of playmakers. And Dallas, you almost, even though I think Dallas outplayed Philadelphia, it still is Dak who makes losing plays. Like, he just does stuff that accidentally loses games. Stepping out of bounds on two-point conversion where he didn't need to. The handling the football where the referees against San Francisco couldn't get they have to reset the ball. That was a Dak mental mistake.
Yeah.
Like, he just does dumb mental mistake stuff.
And look, Steele got beat clean on that play, but they were down in position to score. You know, you always blame the court after taking a sack.
Get rid
but
of it.
Still got destroyed by Josh Sweat. But just things like that happen too much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to blame him for that.
Yeah, I'm not. It's just a culmination of things. He happened to be the quarterback in that situation. Just a lot of those things happen with the Cowboys. And obviously, Dak being the quarterback gets blamed for it. But yeah, still, Sweat ate him for lunch. And that ended that chance for them.
Best four-win team. Jets, Texans, Colts, Raiders, Commanders, Falcons. You can make the argument that the Texans are the best
four-win
team. I
could, but they lost to the Colts. Now, the Colts did most of that. Well, they did it with Gardner Minshew. I mean, Richardson got off to a great start.
Like they still got Gardner Minshew.
That feels like it's years
ago.
I was going to say
Anthony Richardson got them off to a good start.
Who's better right now?
No.
I mean, they did beat Bryce Young, but they did it with two pick sixes.
I mean, the Texans are, to me, it's not even close. The Texans are miles better than they were.
When they played the Colts, week two.
No, understood, but the Colts didn't have Jonathan Taylor for that game, right? So
and let's not forget the Jets. The Jets could be a five-win team.
They have
team
a great
tonight.
Defense, and they could also have two wins because I don't know how they beat the Giants
or the Bills.
Josh Allen did what he did, and that's why they beat them. So they're a team that it's Zach Wilson's their quarterback. How good could they really be?
Right,
because it's always them fighting the other team and Zach Wilson to go win football games.
Although he has been better.
Better by
Zach Wilson
standards. Yeah, he's a smidgen better because he's Zach Wilson normally.
Yeah.
Was he better? I mean, he had to drive against the Giants, but if the Giants don't screw that up, we're talking about how bad he was again.
If goodness gracious, if the Texans are actually a competitive football team, this is crazy.
It really is. You can't linger on it because it's part of the growing process. Like, I don't mind them losing those two games because sometimes you learn things from some of those losses. I think in the process of coming up from the ground floor, like they took it down to the studs basically, and the Texans are in a complete rebuild. And I liken this team to the 2010 team. And that team won six games, and we'll see how many this team wins. I think they definitely have a chance to win more than that without question. But I said that and then people are like, update. I said this after
this age like milk.
This age like cheese in the Texas sun. Update. And I'm like, update, it's the same thing. They've got to learn to finish games. And they're not finishing games. Finishing games is is running your 4-minute offense. And you go down, you get a first down, you get another first down, you're in victory formation. Defensively, you get the stops, you hold on to your lead. Finishing a game is not coming from behind with 40 seconds. Finishing a game is getting the lead, sitting on it, and hammering it out. And you're done. You didn't finish against Carolina. You didn't finish against Atlanta. Those turned into losses. And you didn't finish against Tampa Bay, which would have turned into a loss if not for some great plays by your quarterback and your wide receiver. You still need to finish games defensively. This is still an issue where, for whatever reason, the Texans' secondary just falls apart. They just fall apart in 2-minute drills defensively. That is still something that needs to happen. But as I pointed out positively, this had the same feeling. Remember the team, John, in 2006? They were getting beat on Hail Marys in Jacksonville. The Jets pulled one out of their ass and beat the Texans, I remember. Like, they were finding ways to lose. But then what they do the very next year? They had good free agency pickups with Jay Joe and Daniel Manning, and they won 11 games. And frankly, they might have been the best team in the NFL that year. Matt Schaub got hurt. They had a great rushing attack. The running back,
Arian Foster,
was phenomenal. Then the next year, they won 12 games. They're very close to, I think, they could end up being really good much faster.
Yep.
Especially if CJ, if Will Anderson starts to become a better pass rusher, which we're still waiting on a little bit, I think you still have to upgrade linebacker. I don't think Christian Harris is good enough. And
he made some plays yesterday, though.
He did. He made a huge play on third down. You mean when he sprinted out there and smacked
crushed
the guy?
Yeah,
his speed and all that, but his instincts. Yeah. Henry 2-0 is not. He's just not.
Cashman's still good.
I think he's more of a backup.
They're not good enough in the secondary.
But you can be better. Yeah, but the secondary. Now, you had DeAndre Houston Carson was playing the entire second half. This is a guy who's been on practice squad.
Yeah,
he's a longtime veteran.
He also made a big mistake. Oh, he had a ball. The fumble that they recovered, oh, my God. It was right in his hands.
I thought it was Cashman and Tavier Thomas.
Yeah. Well, Cashman.
Who were going for it. You mean the one that Mike Evans came up with?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Cashman. I thought Cashman had it easy. Then Tavier Thomas, who actually did the peanut punch to strip it, got up to go after it too and knocked it away. And Mike Evans goes, ooh.
Yeah. But it also
a heartbreaker. The peanut punch was beautiful.
It was beautiful. All right.
I like Tavier Thomas.
News of the Weird coming your way next, right? And they're doing all this without Stingley.
That's to be expected.
Oh, he's not back yet?
No. I don't think he was on the field. Was he on the field yesterday?
John, let me ask you a question.
Stingley or who's the offensive lineman? Where's Juice?
Who's going to be back first, Lance McCullers or Derek Stingley?
I was going to ask you how many times you're going to say over the course of his career here, they're doing this all without Derek Stingley.
All right, who is the first one to get an offensive? Who's the first one to get a rep on the field this moving forward? Juice Scruggs or Derek Stingley?
Oh, Scruggs.
Do you think he'll get a rep?
Yes.
Before Stingley
he'll be
does?
On the field,
Stingley
yes.
had one. I know he had one early in the season, but I mean,
he'll be on the
since
field
he's been hurt.
Him. Yes, yes, he absolutely
You
will.
Think so?
Yes, yes. No, absolutely.
Why do you think that?
We're talking about Caserio said we're hopeful that he'll
what
be back
this
season.
What did they say about Scruggs? No one. Yeah, that's yeah. not great.
That's not All right, we got a break. And News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about your dipping habit is horrible. And listen, you might want to start. Oh, you see all these guys dipping. It looks great. It's not great. No one likes. And especially women. If you're a guy and you want to start dipping or you are dipping, she hates it. Let's name all the women that go, ooh, he dips. That's awesome. Name one ever said that. Never. Never been said by a woman ever. So here's the deal. It's gross. You know what? You want to clean your mouth out every once in a while. Here's what you need to do is you need to go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com, and get hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. It's got the CBD. It's not tobacco. There's no tobacco. There's no nicotine. There's no harmful effects. It's actually positive effects with the CBD oil. And you carried by CBD American Shaman in select stores, and more stores are being added every month. So if you're looking for the best way to change your dip habits, you'll still get the dip, you'll still get the sensation, you'll still get the flavors, but you got it with safety and safely. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back. So, a British man has been stopped from traveling overseas, Lance, because of his name. Kenny Kennard.
Oh, that's not bad.
Kenny Kennard decided he changed his name for a laugh. A few years ago, now Pho Kennard. His first name is Pho.
Oh. He's English, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
So, he thought it'd be a good idea.
Hard means hard.
Kennard. Pho Kennard.
Mate.
So, apparently he's applied, and the passport office will not give him a passport.
How does he spell? He should have spelled it. Well, it's
Kennard.
Well, wait a minute now. Can't you just, is it F-U?
It's F-U.
Why didn't he just say it's foo? He pronounced it foo.
Yeah.
Or P-H. He might have gotten away with
P-H-O, because that's what a lot of the restaurants here do. Pho,
yeah, it's pho.
King.
It's pronounced pho, actually.
Pho,
so
I know.
It would work even better.
Pho.
Yeah, they can't keep that man from flying.
You
what are we
put
talking
it on a
about?
Building, but you can't,
yeah.
You can't have a passport.
I see it on shirts. I see people say that on shirts. Use the F word randomly. Monty points it out to me.
So a Florida babysitter's apparently been charged with child abuse. He was babysitting a two-year-old and attempted to circumcise the toddler.
Oh, my God.
Should Tim Tebow be arrested? No. Okay.
He didn't do it in Florida. He went out of the country where
it's
legal.
Well, I know, but if you're a Tim Tebow fan in Florida.
It's legal to give children in other countries circumcisions from quarterbacks. Not here.
And he's not even a quarterback. So, no. If you're not a quarterback.
He was really just kind of a tight end. I mean, he did play quarterback in college. That's not fair.
Do you remember the North Dakota man who was poisoned just right after he got a $30 million inheritance?
Yeah, I do.
There's a tragic twist to it.
What?
Apparently, for those of you who didn't hear, a jealous girlfriend, a guy was informed that he's got a $30 million inheritance check coming his way. Well, he did not want his girlfriend to have any part of it. She found out, and she poisoned him. Turned out...
Yeah?
It was all a scam. There was no $30 million check.
And he still got poisoned?
And he died. She's going to prison.
So did she kill him?
I mean, he kind of won. Was it an ex-girlfriend or girlfriend?
No, his current girlfriend,
well,
right?
He died. She's going to prison.
Yeah, but if he was... It's actually one of the best Like, if you knew, in a way, it's a commitment to the bit.
Did she kill him because, what? Did she kill him?
Committed to the murder bit?
Yeah, no, he committed to the bit where he obviously didn't like her.
Or no, unless he did not want her to be any part of it. He was actually being $30 million, and he's like, now I'm dumping you, okay?
So she killed
but
he
him. Didn't actually
did
have
she
it
kill
coming.
Him because he excluded her, or did he? Or did she kill him because she thought she'd get some money?
She was not getting anything.
So
no,
she decided to kill him because
she killed him because she was,
so
she was getting out.
Well,
was
no. Out. This is even worse. He thought he was getting it?
Yes. Yes.
I thought he said it as a joke to
no.
her.
No. He was being scammed.
I thought he was like, watch, I'm going to get her. And if I die, good, she'll go to prison.
No.
And I thought, that's a commitment to the bit. But it wasn't a bit. He got scammed by a Nigerian prince?
Why do you?
There's all
why,
of these.
Why Nigerians
why?
Immediately.
We it's always the
we
Nigerian prince.
We were celebrating Dare earlier, and now you got to come.
No.
Okay, let's go check my spam.
No.
Let's go check my spam
you're
right
a little
now.
Disrespectful. As
I speak, let's go check
favorite,
my spam.
Your
see
favorite
what shows
player
up.
Ever is a Nigerian, and now
wow.
you're still coming after us.
Let's go
why
check
Del's dad
my spam.
Always
see how much money I have made.
I wish he was a Nigerian prince.
Let's see
prince.
Delivery pending.
Life would have gone much better.
Right here, $24 million. All I have to do is confirm this payout.
Okay,
$9,599.
Not $30 million, is it?
I will say Nigerians don't do this as much anymore. And
thank
really
you.
It's probably an Indian troll farm using
thank you
calling themselves
yeah,
Nigerian prince.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Apparently, man, this is bad. There's a Dutch headwind champion cycling championship been called off.
Winds are too strong?
Too strong winds. Well, why are we going to call it the headwind championship?
That's just part of it.
It can only go
to, how about
so
the slight breeze championship then?
Well, how strong are the headwinds, John?
Slight breeze championship doesn't
I mean,
sound
if we're
going
to be that soft, goodness gracious.
So Freaky Deaky, has he been on hold this whole time, or did you put him on because he has something weird to say?
He called at the end of the last segment.
Oh damn it.
We
okay.
can't, well, this is news
sorry,
of the weird.
Freaky Deaky, this
Freaky
is news
Deaky,
of the weird.
You know that. It's news
of the
world.
Well, not that
it
he doesn't have
weird.
Something, yeah, that yeah. could be weird.
A man was shot in Atlanta for not selling weed, police say.
That's probably happened before.
A 20-year-old man recovering from being shot. A victim told Atlanta police he was leaving his apartment when he was approached by a stranger asking to buy marijuana. The victim told him, I don't sell drugs, so he shot him.
Oh, so it wasn't that he wouldn't sell to him. He got shot for
not
selling
being
at all.
A drug dealer. That's rough.
See, there's
Atlanta's
always,
rough
here's
now.
The thing, Del. One thing I've recognized, there's always a twist
that's
in
a twist.
Some of these news of the world.
Is that what you're noticing?
Is
yep,
that what you're just
there's
getting
a twist.
At? Okay. There's an odd, strange twist to it. Okay.
Yep.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. Keep on listening all day long for your best coverage of what happened yesterday at NRG.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
Well, I feel like I'm your daddy.
You're not my daddy.
No,
daddy.
Hush,
no,
I'm your daddy.
You ain't my daddy, boy.
Yes,
you're
I am.
Not
you are not
daddy.
Our daddy. I am your daddy.
Not our daddy.
Bye, babe.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.